Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, December 15th. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 997 or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time with 32,450 head expected, over 5,000 feeder steers, 3,700 feeder heifers, and over 14,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Box beef prices may have found a bottom for the time being, which may provide support to the market until direction is seen from cash trade. Futures have moved near resistance and contract highs, but have yet to move through it. May take higher cash trade this week to accomplish that purpose, but it's possible futures may lead the way. A move to new contract highs could bring more aggressive buying into the market. Current show lists are mixed and cash cattle are not expected to trade today, leaving traders uncertain of direction. Hogs just could not generate much strength yesterday as both cash and cutouts were lower. Wednesday will be the final day to trade December hogs, with February then taking over as front month, carrying a $2 premium to December. Spread trading activity was light, with nearby months slightly lower and deferred months slightly higher. Slaughter pace may be decreasing as packers pull back through the end of the year, and recent heavy slaughter pace provides sufficient product to meet demand. Higher wheat prices overnight as most contracts add 7 to 10 cents, an encouraging sign following the big gains to start the week. Early Sunday evening and Monday morning, bulls were pointing to the port of Odessa being out of power as good reason to own wheat. Later in the day, it was reported power had been restored, but the buying didn't slow and even increased late in the session. Slightly higher corn prices overnight, holding Monday's surge and attempting to make the argument a longer-term bottom may have been put in last place. March, May, and July corn are all up 2 cents, with other contracts up just under a penny. There were various theories posted for the strength Monday, but there certainly seemed to be a technical component as the soy complex fell while wheat and corn rallied. Firmer trade in the soy complex overnight, with gains being led by soybean oil, up about 1% following Monday's surge. After a solid run in soybeans, a parabolic move in meal, and a sharp decline in soybean oil, those 7 of the last 10 sessions, those trends reversed in a big way. We'll check futures in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, December 15th. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 997 or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time with 32,450 head expected, over 5,000 feeder steers, 3,700 feeder heifers, and over 14,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
At the close yesterday on the livestock futures, December live cattle up 72, 154.40. February up 55, 156.10. January feeder cattle down 27, 183.65. March up 12 cents, 185.22. February hogs down 30, 83.70. Kansas City wheat, March up 29 and a quarter at 862 and a quarter. May up 27 and a quarter, 854 and a half. Chicago wheat, March up 20 and a half, 754 and three quarters. May up 19 and a quarter at 764. March corn up 10 cents, 654. May's up 8 and 3 quarters, 654. January soybeans down 23 and a quarter, 1460 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.